in this bulletin. Bill Shorten blasts the handling of the NDIS as a bureaucratic nightmare as he pledges an overhaul. Thousands rally across the United States in a renewed push for gun control measures. And in sport, uncertainty for Luke Keary following the Roosters halfback's latest concussion. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Labor's Bill Shorten says he will meet with legal aid lawyers and advocates this week as he vows to restore trust in the NDIS. The Minister for the National Disability Insurance Scheme says it's a bureaucratic nightmare and it's appalling that the agency administering the scheme has spent $40 million in legal fees in less than a year. He says he wants to talk to those who have interacted with the system. Defence Minister Richard Marles says he is optimistic he can carve out a conversation with his Chinese counterpart as he attends an international meeting in Singapore. There have been concerns about an incident between Australian maritime surveillance aircraft and a Chinese fighter plane over the South China Sea last month. Mr. Marles says the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea allows free navigation and that rule structure is essential. A foreign affairs academic is raising the alarm that the United States could be using Pacific Island countries as part of a confrontation with China. China's Defence Minister Wei Feng insists it is up to the US to improve bilateral relations, and he called on the United States to oppose division. At the Shangri-La dialogue in Singapore, the minister asked the US to stop interfering with China's internal affairs and to strengthen solidarity. Guo Yangzheng from China's Foreign Affairs University's Asian Studies Institute is warning of the security threat arising from the US and its actions.
Countries such as the US and Australia have long regarded Pacific Island countries as their backyard, but they have never truly paid attention to the security and development needs of these countries. Against the backdrop of intensifying competition between China and America, the US attempts to use Pacific Island countries as a chess piece for its confrontation with China by pushing forward such strategies as the Indo-Pacific strategy and AUKUS trilateral security cooperation. This poses risks to security in the region.
Thousands of people are rallying across the United States in a renewed push for gun control measures after recent deadly mass shootings in Uvalde, Texas and Buffalo, New York. The world has been in shock following the killing of 19 children and two teachers on May 24th at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. David Hogg, a survivor of the 2018 shooting that killed 17 students and staff in Parkland, Florida, is a co-founder of the March for Our Lives organization. He says that there is support from citizens across the political spectrum to act.
The feedback that I've heard from just citizens about gun violence is that we are exhausted. Gun owners are tired and fed up. Republicans are tired and fed up. Democrats are. Everyone is. Even if we don't change the gun laws right now, Congress, this time is already different. We get more allies and more power than ever before. And we're showing up not just for one march, but we're showing up as the marches, as hopefully the beginning of the end, so that we can finally start to heal as a country.
A bipartisan group of senators had hoped to reach agreement this week on a framework for addressing the issue, but no deal has been announced. To sport, the Sydney Roosters will closely monitor Luke Keary's health as they consider the path forward on the halfback's latest concussion. Keary's head knock has remained the chief concern across the NRL. The Roosters star suffered five head knocks across the 2018 and 2019 seasons, resulting in him being sent to a specialist and sitting out five games. Saturday's knock was the 30-year-old's first since, but the former New South Wales State of Origin playmaker grabbed at his head immediately. In a statement, the Roosters say that Keary has shown improvement overnight and his progress will continue to be monitored throughout the week. And Tasmanian officials are warning damaging winds are still a risk for communities after one woman died when a tree struck her during severe storms. Crews responded to more than 220 calls for help overnight and there were wind gusts in the Sheffield area of up to 127 kilometres per hour. A man has been hospitalised and authorities had to rescue eight walkers from Mount Wellington after they endured blizzard conditions and winds. The Acting State Emergency Service Director, Leon Smith, says homes have lost roofs and trees have fallen in the wild weather.
Our crews are still operating out around the state. We've got about 50 outstanding jobs at this point in time. usually during events such as this, during the night, people that don't venture out, and it's good that Tasmanians heeded the warning not to venture out during this event last night. We did see those appropriate behaviours from the vast majority of people within the state.
And that's the latest from SBS News.